The following podcast is a member of the Pokecasters Network. Pokecasters Network, supporting Pokemon content creators, their shows, and the community of Pokemon fans. To find out more, check out PokecastersNetwork.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook.
Okay, so Paxson goes and sits a good distance away from the captive audience, and the surprising number of staff that should be doing their job but decided, oh hey, cool, there's a fight going on, we're gonna watch this too. A big crowd has formed during the fight against Paxson. And Polly, once all of Aurora's Pokemon are returned to her, Greg points the wrench over at you and says, hey, you fighting too?
Yeah, that sounds lovely.
Get on up here.
Alrighty.
I don't know why my accent changed so suddenly in between episodes, but we're rolling with it. I'm Greg Jr. Greg Sr. needed a break. He needed a break. He
called Greg died.
Can't hold on to the wrench for too long.
Yeah. What carpal tunnel does the poor Greg Sr.?
Poor wrist.
Oh, poor guy hit 30 and his body's falling apart.
Aren't we all?
Yeah. Not me. His not son. They just call me Greg Jr. because I'm younger than him. I'm 29.
Time's ticking, yeah, time Greg Jr. Ticking, bro.
Oh, right, yeah. Yeah, three on three, no cheating unless you want me to catch you and throw you out of the escape pod. It goes for you too, gym leader lady. I mean, it's your ship, but kind of for you.
Gives him like a very intimidating side glare.
Luckily, I'm blind in that eye, so whenever you're ready, just throw out the Pokemon and tell me what Pokemon you're throwing out, because I'm blind in one eye. All right, I have a feeling Polly's going first. Yeah, so Polly and Rora, you both throw out your Pokeballs. And Polly, you see that same Snorlax. As it comes out of the Pokeball, it looks like it's just woken up. Like, you see a glint in its eyes, and it's just like, oh, are we fighting again?
All right, big boy.
Round two, Electric Boogaloo.
And, Rora, you see a bipedal hyena-looking motherfucker as Polly sends out Shade, the Midnight Lycanroc. And what is this Lycanroc gonna do?
That's a very good question. Okay. You know what? I'm gonna take this turn. And I'm gonna do nothing. I'm passing.
Alright. So what's Almost going to do?
Ooh, I don't trust that one. So since it's a new battle, it would count as a new scene.
Yes, correct? It counts as a new scene.
Perfect. Perfect. Well, start with a dynamic punch.
Alright. Go ahead and roll to hit.
Hit evasion 11. The roll underneath it. It looks like it critted, but I have no clue if that does anything with this.
Is the number red?
The number is red, yes.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Oh, jeepers. Well, luckily I've planned for this. As the reason I passed is because I'm going to use counter as my reaction.
All right. So...
But we'll have to see if I live to see counter actually go off.
So, what does it say for the damage?
The damage is 68.
Alright, so...
Okay.
You're taking 68 flat damage. Minus your defense, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean... Oh, jeez.
Oh, no. I have some news for the gamers. That one shots that thing. Is it?
It's... No, you resist it.
Oh,
once
yeah. Counter.
So,
it's neutral.
Yeah, so you...
Yeah, that hurts a lot. Well...
However, with counter, you are sending out basically double that back.
I'm sending, like, double 68 back.
So that's 136, I believe.
136? I can't counter that counter, can I?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Just like counter and counter.
It would be very funny if I could.
Oh my god, we're
twinning. Because I do have counter, so.
So I'm going to say... As funny as that would be, no.
Alright.
Yeah, so...
Let me do some math real quick.
Yeah, so that's,
136.
Yeah, 136 yeah, okay. Damage. Subtract your defense.
It is a fighting type move, correct?
Yeah, but it's not super effective.
Yeah, it just gets
like
reflected as if it were, like... Right. Unresisted damage. You just take neutral.
Yeah.
Oh, that hurts. That is 120 damage.
Oh.
Ouch.
You want to know the funny thing?
Oh.
Almost has 119 HP.
19.
So... how do we describe this?
Please do.
So. almost. So Shade stands there, just kind of looking ready to fight, but doesn't do anything. And almost takes this opportunity to try and punch it square in the jaw. And as soon as that hit connects, Shade just like stomps directly on Almost's foot and just jabs its claw directly into Almost's stomach.
Oh,
for a counterattack. It doesn't pierce through, but
it sure does hurt.
Sends Almost the Snorlax like flying about 10 feet, which is pretty substantial for such a small and lanky dog. And Snorlax falls back, tumbles backwards as if a ball, and just rolls into the bridge before you're able to recall it. Like, you're able to recall it as it's in the bridge. And, Greg Jr. just turns and says, "Yo, that was some good shit." it took the other guy like a whole 10 minutes to do that.
Yeah,
good
I was
job.
Watching. I took some notes.
good job. I guess, boss lady, it's your turn. Send out another Pokemon, I suppose.
She's, like, speechless at this. And let's see.
God damn.
God damn.
That's not what I planned on sending that Pokemon out to do, and then I was like, remembered, I'm like, oh, this thing has dynamic punch. What if I do this?
Oh, God.
After landing that counter hit, Shade the Lycanroc does look very badly hurt.
Yeah, he...
Alright, I'm sending out Snorbert.
He's just like rubbing the side of his face like, well, shit. So you send Snorbert out. Okay.
I'm gonna remove his status.
Yeah,
conditions.
Make sure you do that, please. And the -4 on the speed.
Got that already.
Alright, so Snorbert comes out, the Musharna just floating there, and whose turn is it?
I don't know whose turn it is after a counter reaction.
Because technically, you would go first, so I guess you go first? Yeah, go for it.
Okay. Well, now we get to do my favorite part. I'm going to use a very fun move. I'm going to command Shade the Lycanroc to use Stealth Rock.
Alright. I
fear.
So I feel like this kind of works by Shade just taking parts of its, like, mane and just chucking them onto the ground around Snorbert. And they just kind of, like, blend in with the glass. And then it goes back to Snorbert.
I'm in so much fear. I'm going to use Hypnosis.
Alright, Hypnosis cannot miss, but...
I don't like this!
Shade is gonna activate its ability, Vital Spirit, which prevents it from being put to sleep.
So, Musharna just starts doing that, bobbing back and forth as if it's a, pendulum. And Shade just looks at the Musharna like it's an idiot. And what's Shade gonna do?
I'm gonna bite it.
Alright.
Let's see what bite do. Bite. It has a hit evasion of 12. And it is doing 42 physical dark damage.
Alright.
Arc.
Looks like the accuracy roll is 14, right?
Yeah, the acc roll is 14.
Okay, yeah, so it does not flinch.
I'm just barely off that flinch.
Yeah. Jesus.
Jesus.
Just two...
God, I'm still reeling from almost.
Two completely different fights going on right now. Alright, what's Musharna gonna do?
Snorbert?
Yeah, what's Snorbert gonna do?
Psyshock? I'm frightened right now.
Alright. I think you say that just out, not quite sure what you can do. So go on ahead and roll to see if it hits.
Evasion 12.
That hits.
Alright.
40 damage.
How much?
40. 40.
Okay.
And you subtract your defense instead of your special defense.
Yeah, that knocks me out.
Yeah, so after Shade runs up and just bites down on the Musharna, it just doesn't really do anything. Its eyes are closed, so you can't tell if it's looking. It just stays there, and Shade just flies onto its back and doesn't get back up. And Greg just points at it and says, "Yeah, he's down. Send out your next one."
Oh, you did great, buddy. Okay.
Aurora puts her hands on her knees and just like,
all right.
Just thinking, oh, the threat's been neutralized.
Yeah.
I'm ready to switch things up. And I'm just like, hey, that's a funny pun, because my Clefairy's named Switch. And I throw out my Clefairy. Oh, God.
So what you see is a... the best way I can describe it is it's Clefairy, but its entire like body is just pure white, and its eyes are red. It's very happy that it's no longer daytime. Because if the sun was out, it would be hiding. This is definitely a fairy type, but it also kind of has a weird mischievous grin on it. And, yeah. I believe it's Switch's turn.
Alright. I'm going to have a Switch use Shadow Ball. I hit a vision of 9, and it will be doing 41 special dark damage. Not dark, ghost damage. Whoops, my bad. Same thing.
Still super effective.
Still super effective. 41 super effective damage.
What is the accuracy roll?
11, so no special defense drops.
No stat lower. Alright.
Snorbert's turn?
Yes.
Alright.
How's Snorbert looking?
Snorbert is looking not great, but hopefully that's going to change as I use Moonlight again.
Alright. You take in the power of the moon. And Snorbert starts to spin around, and it gets twin tails and a weird headdress thing. No. it doesn't become Sailor Moon. It could, though.
No, I think Snorbert does in fact become Sailor Moon. I think it's actually a whole magical girl transformation, and then when you look at Snorbert, nothing has changed.
Nothing's changed except it's wearing like gloves somehow.
Yeah. And now Snorbert is looking way better.
Alright, so it goes back to Switch.
Alright. Switch, since Shadow Ball is like every other turn, we're gonna be a little bit of a scamp. And we're going to use the move Encore. This move's funny in PTU. I have to roll a d6.
I don't like that. I don't like this at all. Can the audience, you should be able to feel my fear right
it
now.
It does have an accuracy roll. And my hit evasion is 3, and my accuracy roll was a was a
five.
Five, yeah. Sorry, stutter.
All right, so only speed evade matters for status one. So
just hit.
Yeah. So what?
So I rolled a two, so the target becomes confused.
All right.
Oh.
I don't think.
Does that?
I don't know if synchronize works.
I'm praying, please.
Let me check.
Nope. User is paralyzed, frozen, burned, poisoned, or put to sleep. That's fine.
All right. So Musharna is confused, which I think at the beginning of your turn you just rolled to see if it hits.
Confused. Okay. So it is my turn, so now I...
Yeah.
All right. That's a 12.
You can move like normal.
Okay. Let's see. I'm gonna try hypnosis again.
All right.
Oh, Jesus. My drink went down the wrong pipe. Okay. So, yeah, Switch is asleep.
Hell yeah.
You can roll to see if you get out of it. But it'll be the end of your turn anyway.
Okay. Let's see. All right, D20. Oh, I don't wake up. I'm one off.
Okay.
Hi there.
All right, you're gonna have to roll to hit for that.
Hits evasion 14.
That hits. So I'm in a bad sleep now, right?
Yeah, you're in bad sleep.
Wait, actually, I have to roll for the confusion, right?
Oh, right, yeah.
A little bit shooting myself in the foot right there, perhaps.
Hey, we love honesty.
No, I'm not, because it was a 9.
Oh. No, you hit yourself.
What did you roll?
I don't hit myself. On a roll of 9 to 15, the target may act normally, so I was just on the cusp.
Oh, barely. You know what? Great. Bad sleep. Now I have quite the funny question.
Uh-huh. I'm afraid.
So when Magic Guard says I have immunity from status from taking damage from status afflictions, does that include bad dreams or bad sleep?
Yes.
Yeah, do I take damage from bad dream because of Magic Guard or no?
It's a status affliction, so you do not.
Gaming, I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It is so okay.
Everything is gonna be all right.
Everything is fine.
So we're gonna roll to wake up.
So you yeah.
That's a 2 on the d20. So we're not waking up. We're still asleep.
Nope.
But we look to be having a nice long sleep. But. Not even no nightmares can mess with Clefairy's vibe.
Vibes? Unbreakable.
It's a bad dream. it's a bad dream, but Clefairy's lived through this. Alright, what's Musharna gonna do?
Psyshock.
Alright, go on ahead and roll to hit.
I don't have much else I can do, to be completely honest.
Yeah.
Hits evasion 8.
Alright, so...
One could say that hits, in theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, Switch appears to be unaffected by it.
Yeah, I figured.
He goes back to rolling a d20. Will Switch wake up? 17. Yay! I'm awake. But that's the end of my turn, so you know.
Yeah, Switch's eyes blink open and she just looks very well rested. You didn't roll out of confusion, did you?
Nope.
Okay.
I can do that again.
We'll just say it passed last time because, I mean, the move wasn't going to hit anyway. Or anyway, wasn't going to affect anyway.
Yeah.
We'll just say it was like a 9.
So, just roll the confusion again.
Seven.
Alright.
Oh.
So, on a roll of 1 to 8, the confused target hits itself using a typeless physical struggle attack. So, let's see what the damage is on it. Swoogle. There. Toaster struggle.
Toaster struggle.
What does it say for the damage for you?
24.
Alright, so you take it as if you resist it one step further, so that is 12 physical damage to you.
We'll do the math on this. 87.
Yeah, I think that's it.
The duality of stalling. Switch is gonna launch another Shadow Ball off. I rolled hit evasion of 4, which is an accuracy roll of 6, and it is 39 special ghost damage.
How's Musharna looking?
39 special. Let me actually use my actual keyboard. Starbert is actually looking somewhat decent. Like, they're definitely hurt. He's definitely hurt, but it's not like last legs by any stretch.
Like, that is almost exactly half.
I mean, hey, beefy boy!
I'm not shocked. Like, that thing's kind of fat.
Alright, so what's Sorbert doing?
Actually, can Rora switch out?
Yeah, you can.
Thank God. Alright. This fight, my dude!
Like, the first one was just like a bunch of like laterals, and this one has just been like ruthless.
This is. Who? Ah. I'm flipping between two Pokemon to choose. I think I'm gonna go with... Alright, I think I'm gonna have to go with, Yume.
Okay. You return Snorbert. Snorbert the Wise. and take out another Pokeball. And out comes a small little koala, blue koala, holding on to a log as if it's pillow. And it lands directly on a rock.
Oh,
and takes a tick of damage.
Okay. That is cool.
But switching out costs you the ability to do something this round, which means it goes to switch.
Alright. I'm gonna have a...
Sorry, that talks again.
I'm gonna have a switch. Oh, you're not badly slept anymore, dude. You're fine. You don't need that. Like, you don't need that in your life. We're going to... I see the new threat on the field, and I'm unsure of what it's going to do, so I'm going to have Switch use Defense Curl, and curl up in a little ball.
Make sure that you increase your combat stage thing.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
There we go.
And then it goes back over to the girl Yume. What's she gonna do?
She's our girl, I guess. Sing!
Alright. This one you'll actually have to roll for.
Yep. Misses. That's fine. But, what is it? On a miss, sing instead causes targets to become slowed and suffer a -2 penalty to their evasion until the end of the user's next turn.
Make sure that you note that. And, are you planning your ability?
There we go.
With the shift action.
Yes.
Alright. You regain a tick of damage, or a tick of health.
Alright. It's time to be nefarious and click Encore.
Alright.
And that is a hit evasion of 9 with an accuracy roll of 11. After taking the fact that Defense Curl raises a, I mean, lowers my accuracy by -4. It was a 13 and a 15, but we have to subtract that.
still hits.
So let me roll a d6. This is my favorite part of this move. Yay! Oh, it's a 1. You're confused again.
let me check. Oh, yeah. Let me check real quick. What?
Oh, yeah. Comatose blocks confusion.
Yeah.
I don't think it does, but it might impede to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm checking. This fucking fight. Oh, Jesus. Ignores all other penalties from being asleep while asleep. The user does not make save checks to wake up and wakes up from being hit only if they want to.
Doesn't say anything about...
Yeah, says nothing about confusion. Neither does the other ability.
Nope, that's fine. This is fine.
Alright, so roll d20.
10.
You're able to act normally. You can do it. I believe in you.
That makes one of us. Let's go. What shall we go? Zen Headbutt.
Okay. You can roll to hit, but it's not going to do anything because the Clefairy is a dark type and a fairy type.
Oh, but what damage it would have done.
It would have even flinched, probably, if you had the same accuracy roll.
Yeah, it was... It was a crit.
Oh. That hurts.
Oh, that's actually...
Yeah.
All right. It goes back to Switch as this...
Oh, speaking of crits, actually... the Switch is going to use Dazzling Gleam. And this has a hit evasion of 14 and an accuracy roll of 16, but that's a crit because of, you know, minus 4 penalty. And it is going to be doing 67 special fairy damage.
Oh my god.
Yes, fairy special.
Fairy, right? Correct?
67.
Whew. Yeah, fairy.
Does it do any stat lowering or anything like that?
Oh. No, Dazzling just hits multiple targets. That's its only special thing.
Okay. So roll that confusion.
What's your 20?
As this Clefairy, like, held up its hand. And just like let some moonlight absorb into its hand as it sends it out into the Kamala, and it's still sleeping.
I rolled a 4.
Oh, did you?
We are.
Oh, poor guy. Poor guy. And the Kamala looks like it's about to do something, and then it just drops the log on its face. For how much damage?
33.
33? Oh, Jesus. Make sure you half that, because it is resisted one step further.
Okay. I have to do math. What is that, 16?
Yeah.
Yeah, 16.
Okay.
You didn't regain a tick your last turn, did you?
Nope.
So after this turn, add 18 to your health.
Okay.
Because of comatose.
Fine. And then, end my turn, so...
Alright,
Hello guys, struggling.
And now... Switch is going to use the move Water Pulse. Which is a hit evasion of 2. Does this hit?
No, it does not.
Okay. That minus 4 penalty from like defense curl starting to hit.
So Switch like uses some of its weird mystical fucking moon power to summon a glob of water and shoot it out, but it just splashes harmlessly against the Kamala's log. Then it goes back over to Yume.
Fuck it.
Did you roll below 8 again?
I did not. Okay. I didn't roll yet. I was just trying to figure out what the hell to do. Rolled a 15.
All right, you're able to act normally, and I will tell you. I will give you one hint. You have a move that's super effective.
Fuck me. All right. Thank you very much, Ironhead.
All right.
Uh-oh.
Go on.
Chuckles, I'm in danger.
If it hit the hit evasion of 12.
That hits.
What's the accuracy roll?
14.
Oh, barely missed the flinch. What's the damage?
42.
Alright, because of defense curl, I have a damage reduction of 10, so that's 32. Still super effective steel damage, so I'm praying.
Yeah?
Oh, that doesn't actually do at all, Lamau.
Also, you're no longer slow.
Oh yeah, I'm not slow. There we go. So yeah, switch like, you know, gets hit with the iron head, and you'd be thinking, wow, it's going to be like hurt. And it just like, it just sits back up and it's like smiling, still wiggling its little fingers around. Jesus. Speaking of finger wiggling, it's time.
I don't like that.
I don't have metronome yet, sadly. It's going to use Dazzling Gleam again. Hit evasion of 3.
Special evasion is 3. So it does hit.
3.
It will be doing 41 special fairy damage this time.
Okay.
Sounds good.
It's getting dicey. Oh, did you regain a tick last turn?
Oh, nope. I will do that right now. I keep forgetting to do these things.
I keep forgetting to remind people.
Okay. Okay. Everything is okay.
Alright.
Yeah, maybe.
You're not able to use Iron Head again this turn.
Yep.
Yeah, so the Komala, after getting hit by this Dazzling Gleam, gets up, and it's not sleepwalking, it's sleep running. Holding the log high up in the air as it rushes towards this Clefairy. And going ahead.
That's a hit evasion of 10?
10.
No, I hit.
48 damage?
48 damage. Normal, physical, from slam. If it missed, it would have done 24 damage.
And I gain my tick of hit points, right?
Yes, you gain a tick of hit points at the end of your turn. So as soon as the log slams onto Switch's head, the Komala goes back to cuddling with it, and it's like sucking on its thumb a little bit, and it gains a bit of hit points again.
Switch is still looking like it's eager to fight, you know. But it looks like it's taken a couple of hits. We're at almost half.
I forgot to mention it, sorry, but I did roll a 15 for my confusion shit.
Alright, cool.
So.
And Switch. I'm starting to run out of moves. Switch. Water Pulse again. This one has a hit evasion of 13.
That hits.
Which is a accuracy roll. Oh, 15. If only we could double confuse. 36 special water damage.
Special water? Okay.
Yeah.
Water, 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 water. 36? Please. 36?
You're doing okay, though.
This is getting very dicey.
Still living.
Alright. Still living. And if it's my turn again, gotta roll that, gotta roll that.
Alright. Yume is no
17.
Longer confused.
I'm out.
What are you gonna do?
I'm all right. Free.
Roll it.
I'm going to do Iron Head.
Close.
It's evasion 1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I dodged that with Attack Evade, right?
It's a shame it wasn't what I had on my screen.
Yeah.
It's different per person because it was a crit for me.
Oh, hurts.
We're gonna fire it back with a dazzling gleam, which has a hit evasion of 8.
Wait. I just reread sucker punch and shit.
Oh. You gonna sucker punch me?
I think so. That's an interrupt move. Okay. Praying to God.
Hits evasion 3. Physical evasion.
3?
It hits. What's the damage? 45.
Yeah, that mine's a 3, so it hits.
The fairy and dark type, which...
45?
Neato. This does 4 damage, straight up.
That's fine. It was just an interrupt move, so...
Yeah. Chippies.
Alright. Whose turn is it now?
Very good question.
That is a very good question.
I don't think that causes a flinch or anything.
I did just use an interrupting move.
I think that just means you very quickly go beforehand. So if
no.
Okay, yeah. Alright, so it goes back
the
over
quickest
to,
chip, and then it goes to me and then back
Switch,
to you, I
who
think.
I believe was in the process of doing a dazzling gleam.
Like.
Oh, don't forget to tick.
Yeah, so hit evasion. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh yeah, tick. Ticky ticky. So it's a hit evasion of 10 and an accuracy roll of 12. And this is 41 special fairy damage.
Okay. You might still make it.
Might still live to see another day.
Lucky living.
Does! Barely, yeah, but does! Yeah, thanks for the
tip. Okay,
tick.
And now it goes to... Yeah, it goes back to the Kamala now.
Back to you, man.
I'm like 90% sure. I'm probably wrong. Hey, listeners, if I'm wrong, shut up. So, yeah, what you gonna do?
I was gonna ask, since I took a turn with Sucker Punch, does that mean Ironhead has renewed?
You know what? Yeah.
And let's,
why not?
Let's go, Ironhead. Open up playing screen.
Sorry.
Hits evasion of 16.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay.
Accuracy roll of 18.
Flinch. So what's the damage?
45
steel type damage going towards Switch the Clefairy, who is currently flinched.
Ow. Now I that one hurts. Clefairy's not happy. But I do live. Barely.
Oh, you're gonna do it, aren't you? Yeah, don't.
I have a tick.
So I need to know what is the gender of that Kamala?
Female.
And Switch happens to be a lovely little dude. I'm gonna activate Cute Charm.
I'm going to activate Oblivious. The user is immune to the arranged and infatuated condition.
Oh my god! I got one up.
So it goes back to Yume after Switch tries to wink at the Komala, and Komala's eyes are shut. It cannot tell.
Sleepy.
She just turns. So cold. She turns Rose. Her head derisively. She don't care. She ain't even care though. So what are you gonna do?
Oh, I can't. I have to do slam.
Come on and slam. Welcome to Japan.
Hits evasion 11.
That'll hit.
That hits.
44 damage.
44 damage. Right. Physical going towards little switchy poo.
A little switchy. It is still alive.
Barely.
Oh my god. We are. This is terrifying.
Hanging on with 7 HP out of 103.
Hold on. I need to do math. Okay, I understand.
Okay, you got this. Somebody's got this.
Somebody's got this. Oh my god.
I'm gonna water pulse, but I'm gonna assume there's gonna be a sucker punch heading my way.
There is going to be a sucker punch heading your way.
Alright. Let's see if you can do 7 hit points with a sucker punch. I genuinely don't know because the last one did only do 4.
Evasion 9.
That'll hit.
40 damage? It's not going to. Do 7. But I do get that tick of hit points, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that one did 3. I'm currently sitting on 4 HP, which looks like it's on the brink of dying. like this Clefairy is not happy.
Oh god. This is down to the wire.
This is nerve-wracking.
So we are gonna blast little Komala with a water pulse. Hit evasion of 13.
Okay.
Doing 36 special water damage.
Okay. That's 36 minus your special defense. I think you live.
I was gonna live anyway, even if it was full.
Oh, right, yeah.
Minus special defense?
Yes.
All right. All right.
Good.
Groovy. Good. I'm at 32.
All right. So.
Iron Head.
Okay. Let's see what it does.
Hits evasion 16.
That hits.
40 damage.
I don't even get the math out. I'm down.
I
very finally fall.
I need you guys to know that Yume was at one point in time at 4 HP.
During the end bit, I went from 25 to 7 to 3.
Oh, jeez. All right.
Yeah, it's kind of funny how the tables...
Oh, how the turntables.
All right. I am going to send out Twigs, the Snowbird.
That's not who I was expecting, but all right.
And snow warning activates, so it's now hailing inside of this blimp.
All right. Where is Twigs?
He is right by Switch. I have them all highlighted blue. All the mons I'm bringing. Yeah, he's next to a Tangela named Tilted that I was tempted to send out.
Welcome to Tilted Towers.
That's literally what I named it. was like Tilted Towers, and I'm like, I can't name something Tilted Towers and shortened it to Tilted.
So you send out this evergreen tree, this small little tree.
Hopefully finish off this Komalda.
Alright.
We are going to hit it up with... I'm looking at your moves too.
I'm looking at my moves.
We're gonna hit it up with Razor Leaf.
Is that a damaging attack?
It is.
It is.
Sucker Punch.
Alright.
Okay.
Hit evasion of 2.
Physical evade?
Yeah.
That hits.
41 damage.
Ooh.
And you no longer gain a tick of hit points because snow warning would have caused you to lose a tick of hit points, so it washed. It's a wash now.
Okay.
All right. Yes. So Razor Leaf crits on like not 20s. I can crit on 18s and 19s, and I rolled a 19. This Komalda is taking 51 physical grass damage.
Physical grass?
Yeah.
51.
Yeah.
Grass. Where is it?
This is getting fun.
Bro's still standing.
Alright. And I gain a tick of HP back because of Ice Body.
As you're gaining this tick of HP back because of Ice Body and Snow Warning, combining in a way, the snow is piling onto this Snover. Continue.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Who's up?
It should be...
I think it's you, Rora.
Yes.
Yes.
Should be me.
Yes.
Alright.
Iron Head? I don't know.
Okay.
Let's do this. Hits evasion 7.
It's gonna hit.
That hits.
41 damage.
Oh, I'm... Oh. Okay. Deal. Where are you?
You wanna know the funny thing?
Where are you? Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna make it.
I don't think I'm gonna make it either. I live. On 3.
Alright.
Terrifying.
And it goes to Twigs.
Alright. I'm going to have my homeboy We're gonna razor. No, we're gonna energy ball. We're gonna energy
is that
ball
a damaging
this time.
Attack.
It is.
Sorry.
Sucker punch.
All right.
Hits evasion 7.
That's gonna hit.
Yeah, that hits.
45 damage.
All right.
Snowver got knocked out of the ballpark.
Yeah. And Greg Jr. has left to go find a jacket, so there's nobody actually like there to announce who won. But like the four people in the captive audience, one of them is just pointing at Rora. mouth still gagged, hands still cuffed. And it appears that Rora has managed to win this one. As the snowver continues to get piled in snow to the point where it's not visible for a minute. And Polly, when you go to return it, a much larger clump of snow falls to the ground compared to what Snover would have left if you returned it as a Snover. It was getting ready to evolve.
Oh my god!
It evolved a little too late.
Evolved right as Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
Yume was at 5 hit points.
You would have.
That one. Whew. That one was nerve-wracking.
And Rora, with no one to announce that you won, I think you're just looking at Yume in wonder.
No, yeah. Yume finally wakes up.
And just walks towards you, and it steps on a rock and faints.
Rora scoops Yume up and looks at Polly. It's like, to be completely honest, I'm not sure how I won that one.
I was feeling really good in the first half.
I was feeling really bad.
Your little Komala is kind of strong.
I was feeling awful. First, almost was taken down by his own attack, and then Snorbert couldn't do any damage at all.
Good moral of the story. It's never over till it's over, even if you have a bad start.
Oh my goodness. Sure, you saved me and gave me the splint, but I think you deserve a gym badge just for taking out almost in one hit. I think that's more impressive. And she holds out a hand, and also in her other hand, she has a gym badge.
Yeah, I'm gonna shake that hand. That's probably the best battle I've ever had in a
and
hot
as
minute.
As you two are shaking hands, the snow clears. And Greg Jr. comes back up wearing a very thick jacket, looks at the snow not falling on the ground, and says, "Well, shit."
Greg Jr., I just want to ask you one little question. Who do you think won?
I think it might have been a tie. You two are both shaking really heavily.
Close to a tie.
Very close to a tie.
I lost.
Good job. Good job,
yes,
boss.
Yes, very, very good job to you, Polly.
You did it, and I'm pretty sure you didn't cheat. I don't know, I don't have the rule book.
Shall we go get our Pokemon healed?
Definitely, they deserve it after a hard, long battle like that.
Goodness.
And Greg Jr. Just turns and says, "I'm gonna go find some people to clean up all this snow."
Right.
And as he leaves to go down the stairs, a fleet of janitors runs up and sweeps all the snow away, and the rocks. Then the four admins are just left sitting there, ruminating.
Gagged. No.
Rora looks at the little boy admin and looks at Polly and is like, "That is a child. Is someone gonna call his parents?
No, that's a mean child. Like, he's the reason I wear a leg brace now.
Shara slowly turns to look at the child.
Safari, though. It shows me, right?
I think the one in the biker jacket, like, lifts up his hands and points at the cloth on his mouth as if he's trying to say he wants to say something real quick.
Shara very visibly sighs, rolls her eyes, walks over, and kind of, like, tears the gag out.
Y'all got a restroom around here? Look, I've been tied, gagged up for a hot minute. Like,
can we get one of the janitors to escort to the restroom or someone?
One of the janitors just like pushes this man towards the very clean restroom with his broom.
Rora points at the boy. Someone give me information on this child's parents?
And Greg Jr. like comes back up the stairs and says, I mean, there's, like, some missing posters of a kid that looks like him, but, like, cleaner. I'll see if I can find one.
Okay.
A couple minutes later, the janitor, like, push brooms the biker guy back.
And he sits down and he says, thanks. And like he just puts the gag back on his mouth. Like he does it himself.
Now what to do with all of you? Kind of like taps her foot and looks at Greg Jr. and she's like, what do you think we should do with them?
Well, maybe the little kid we sent home, but
yes, of course, but the others, I mean.
Well, maybe, like, if they're wanting to, we could probably have them, like, temporarily work in here. Like, unpaid intern type thing.
Ooh.
Maybe as a good, like, preliminary trainer to fighting you to weed out the weak ones.
Quite like that idea, actually.
The Gothitelle next to the Southern Belt looks absolutely horrified at the prospect of actually battling. But how does Damon react to that? The biker guy.
So he pulls his bag back down. He's like, you know, at this point, he's just been kind of willingly sitting here. And he's like, hey, paid intern.
Yes, as much bad as they've been doing, I am starkly against unpaid internships. That's free labor, and I don't think I'm a person who would like to support free labor.
I get it. Old boss wasn't paying half of the staff, mostly like the janitors and the admins he paid. But the rest of us were basically like, we worked here because otherwise they would kill our Pokemon.
Well, it's time to change that. My funds are about to lose a lot of money, but I suppose it's worth it.
Well, it looks like you won a good amount today.
Seems so.
And I'm sure blimp maintenance isn't going to be too costly.
I hope you're right.
I I hope you're right too. That comes out of my paycheck.
Oh, wait. Did that make you my boss? Craig Jr. is not a very smart man. You can tell by the bandages that are on his arms that he was the one that got attacked by Legend.
Oh my god. Oh, the way I've given this man fungal infection so annoys me.
No, Mr. Bikeman is not your boss.
Oh, cool. Well, I mean, I can hang out here for a while if you got more gym trainers coming up to battle or whatever, but I don't know. You look like you're tired.
I am always very tired.
Alright, well, you should probably take a nap. We're gonna fix the blimp.
Yes, and someone call that child's parents.
Oh, right, yeah.
And give him a lollipop or something.
He runs off.
Yeah.
And I think that's where we're finally gonna end this session.
Oh my god!
So, thank you to the listeners for tuning in. Very much appreciate you. Especially because these are gonna be like two separate 2-hour sessions.
Yeah, they're gonna be so long, but like so worth it. This was probably one of the best battles we've ever had.
Yeah. Big shout out to Justin for being such a good sport and giving these two trainers such a good battle.
I need you guys to realize that I don't know anything about Pokemon typing. I was truly flying blind there.
Yeah, I figured that. That's why I gave you a couple hints.
Thank you so much.
One thing to note, I'm not sure if you noticed, but on the character sheets, there is that little resistance chart just below the Pokemon. That'll tell you what's super effective and what's not very effective against what you have.
Alright. Great. Okay, so my roommate is in the room with me right now, and he can hear me talking, and I have like Discord open and I've been messaging him.
And yeah, that was nutty.
He's been like being like, what the fuck?
I'm excited to see how Steph and Argo do. Steph has been really good at the gyms. Like super fucking good. Basically like maybe 2 Pokemon out of the 3 she has out for the gym fights. She hasn't lost a single one yet. And she will rules lawyer, like, until the cows come home. She'll keep me on the straight and narrow.
That's really good.
Perfectly fine.
Like, I love that my most problematic Pokemon for gym leaders has been, like, my unevolved dudes. Like, how I fucked Brian up with a Wooloo, and how Clefairy was the most problematic thing that existed in this entire fight.
Right? That fucking Lulu. Alright, I'm gonna let the bears out and stop my recording so we can finish this up. But hey listeners, I wanna say y'all are awesome and stay reckless.
Scott, are you talking? Are you looking? If you're talking, we can't hear you.
If you're talking, I can't hear you. If you're flabbergasted by the fact that I have magic guard, then, like, I understand. Take your time to recover, bro.
You are... I gotta tell you, your, like, glee at this match is more scary than anything else.
And, like, I, like, feel kind of bad because it looks like I've, like, counter-teamed, but this is just what I brought. And then I'm like, oh, counter Snorlax. Magic guard for fairy.
That's okay.
It's okay, you'll clutch it. I believe.
You may believe.
And I guess he died. This is so unfortunate.
I'm God now. So, the Clefairy fucking dies.
Clefairy rolls over and then lets out its last breath.
Yeah.
It's being punished for being a naughty little gremlin man. Are you alive?
Scott?
Come on. Am I back? Shit, fuck.
There we
okay,
go.
There we go.
So, the last thing that I
yes,
got you are back.
Was